So, in lesson 33, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that there are two sources, the Gemara and the Taurus Kohanim, for the psul of Nishbach Adam. And we said that the Gemara is telling us that it's a psul in the Seder HaVoda when it fell on the floor, that you have to do the Kabbalah directly after the Shechita, and here it wasn't. And the Taurus Kohanim is telling us it's a psul in the Etzem Cheftz of the Dam. That's what we saw in Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi. His son, the Briska Rav, also proves that the din of Nishbach is a psul be'etzem hadam from the Taras Kohanim, because first the Taras Kohanim learns from the pasuk of Es Hadam that if it was Nishbach min akli al haritzpa, it's kosher. That if it spills first, you did the proper Kabbalah, and then it spills, it's kosher. Now, if we say the whole psul of Nishbach is a psul because it's you're not doing the Kabbalah and the proper Seder, because first it spilled, then what's the chiddush? Of course, after you already did the Kabbalah, it's pashut that it's beseder, that it's kosher. So, kvar niskayim bo din Kabbalah. What's the problem? You already did the proper din Kabbalah. So why then do we need a pasuk of Es Hadam to be machshir? What's the whole word here of Es Hadam to be machshir? You don't need it. It's pashut that it's kosher. You did the proper Kabbalah. So it's muchach that this psul is a psul in the etzem chefs of the dam, that if it's nishbach, it's pasul. And therefore, since it's a psul like the psul of Yotzei, so even after Kabbalah, you would think the pasul it's a kamash milan, that it's kosher. So that's what the Briska Rav says. However, asks Marina Rabbi Beryl Shlita that there's a little bit of ha'ara here, because really, according to what he's saying, the Taras Kohanim should have done it in the opposite order. First, it should have told us the psul of Nishbach, and tell us that if it falls directly on the ground, it's no good, because there's a psul in the Etzem Hadam. But if you're a makabalin and a kli, then it's beseder. If first you're a makabalin and a kli, then there's no psul in the etzem hadam, because that's the chiddush here. First, tell us there's a psul in the etzem hadam, when it spills. Once you tell us there's a psul in the etzem hadam that it spills, then you can say ah. So you would think then that if it spills after you did kabbalah b'kli, it would also be no good. So kamash milan that it's beseder. So why does the order that first it tells us the hechsher when it spills from the kli, and then tells us the psul when it spills directly on the ground? The Rambam writes, talk in the order that we said. First, the Rambam tells us nishbach min akli al ritzba basofo kosher. The Rambam writes like the order of the Taras Kohanim, that nishbach min akli ala ritzba basafo kosher. First it tells us the hechsher, and then it says avalim nishbach mitzaver behema basafo nasim kli shares hareza pasul. First it tells us the din of nishbach min akli, and then he tells us the din of nishbach min hatzaver. So it doesn't really sound like it's a psul in the Etzem Hadam, because if it was a psul in the Etzem Hadam, then again the order should have been the other way. First tell us that it's pasul if it spills, because it's a psul in the Etzem Hadam, and then saying despite that, when it spills on the ground after it was already miskabel b'kli, it's beseder. That's not the Rambam's order, and it's not the Taras Kohanim's order. The order is first the Hechsher, if it spills from the Kli, and then it tells us Mitzavar Behema, if it spills, it's no good. So if the whole Vort is like the Briska Rav says, that it's telling us the Zipsul Be'etzem Hadam, so first tell us the Psul of Etzem Hadam. It's telling us that the whole psul of Nishbach Hadam is in the Etzem Hadam, then tell us first that the Etzem Hadam is pasul when it spills directly from the animal to the ground, and say, but despite that, if Nishbach min akli, I'll tell you a chiddush that it's still kosher. So it appears as follows, says Rabbi Beryl, that this din of Nishbach Man HaKli Kasher is not a chiddush b'din Nishbach. That after it was miskabel b'kli, there's no psul of Nishbach. Because Takadi, even in the Gemara, when the Gemara first teaches us in Perek Beis, the Gemara teaches us that the Mishnah says that if it spills directly on the ground, it's pasul. And then in Perek Gimel, in a different Perek, it tells us that Nishbach Min HaKli, then it's kosher. So the Mashmos is, it's not a chiddush in the din of Nishbach. Because if it was a chiddush in the din of Nishbach, why isn't it back in Perek Beis? So lechor, it's not a chiddush in the din of Nishbach. But after it's miskabel b'kli, there's no psul of Nishbach. There's no psul if it spills. Because be'emes, it's not shaykh to talk about a psul of Nishbach. Because it was already miskabel b'kli. So once it was miskabel b'kli, he did a proper avoda. So what's the problem? So there's no chiddush in telling us that if it was nishbach me'akli, that it's beseder. If it was already miskabel, you did the proper kabbalah. So what's the problem? Just in the din of nishbach me'akli, it's kosher. The chiddush is that even though it's on the ritzba, even though it's on the ground, there's no din dichui. Like we find later on, lamed dalet amid beis. That's we ask on the Mishnah, Kibbal HaKasher, V'nasan L'Psul, L'Smol, L'Klichol, that it should be Dachoi, it should be pushed off now, because in the interim something wrong happened, it was given to a puzzle person, it was put in the left hand, it was put in a Klichol, so it should be Dichoi. And the Gemara says, why isn't Dichoi? Ayin Sham Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So if so, we can say that that's exactly the Chiddush of Nishbach Min HaKli. The Chiddush of Nishbach Min HaKli is that it's not Dichoi. That's not pushed off. It's not dachoy. And it's also muchach like that from the Siddur Divrei HaMishnah later on, Paragimel. Because it brings this din of nishbach min hakli ala ritzba after it brings nasna l'psul, etc., that it's a psul of dichoy. So it's not considered dachoy. That even though it fell on the ground, it's not considered dachoy. It's not a chiddush in nishbach. That despite the fact that it was nishbach, it's not pasul. Because there's something wrong with it being nishbach. No. That's a perek bezin in this psul of nishbach. Here it's telling us that it's not dachoy. So it would appear that the Torah's Kohanim is also talking about that. That we shouldn't say that if it's nishbach min hakli, it's dachoy. So the chiddush of the pasuk is, es hadam, it's not considered dachoy. And therefore, we haven't brought the chiddush of the psul of nishbach min hatzavar. Nevertheless, we are machshir b'nishbach min hakli. Because that's a psul, a different psul of dachui. So according to what we're saying, there's no raya from the Taras Kohanim that the psul of nishbach is a psul in the etzem chefts of the dam, like the Brisker Rav said. Brisker Rav wanted to say it's a psul in the etzem chefts of the dam. So we said, if that would be the case, then the proper seder of the Taras Kohanim should have been, first tell us that if the dam was nishbach, then it's pasul. If it's nishbach on the ground, it's pasul. And then tell us another chiddush. The other chiddush is that if it was nishbach on the ground, after it was miskabel b'kli, I'll tell you chiddush that it's not pasul. So that would prove that it's a, like the Brisker Rav wanted to say, that it's a psul and that's in chefs of the dam. But now we're saying, look at the Seder. The Seder is first, it tells us that if it's Nishbach Me'akli, it's Kasher. Before we ever learned about the Psul of Nimshach, of Nishbach. We haven't yet learned about a Psul of Nishbach, and it's already telling us Nishbach Me'akli, it's Kasher. Mechitesi, that it's not. Also Seder Rambam. He starts with Nishbach Me'akli ala Ritzba Vasaf O Kasher. He also starts with the heksher of Nishbach Min HaKli. Also in the Gemara, It's in the context of Psulei Dichui. And in Perek Beis, we talked about the Psul of Nimshach. It's a different Perek. The Hechsher of Nishbach Menachli is in Perek Gimel. So therefore, it's likely that the Psul here is Dichui. That it's, is it considered pushed off? Just like if you put it in the left hand, you give it to a Psul, etc. So Kamash Malan, that is no Psul Dachui. It's not considered pushed off, even though it's fell on the ground after you put it in the Kli. It's not considered Dachui. And then Viter, it tells us another Psul. It tells us that if it went directly from the neck of the animal to the ground, then it's also a Pasul. And there it's not Al Dachui. There it could be because you just didn't do a proper... You didn't do a proper Kabbalah. The Kabbalah has to go from the Shechita to the Kabbalah. And if you didn't do a proper Kabbalah, it's over. You can't get it from the ground afterwards. So according to this, there's no Raya that the Psul of Nishbach is an Etzem Hadam. First, it's telling us a Psul of Dichui, that it's not considered Dachui if it falls from the Kli. And then it's telling us that you didn't do a proper Kabbalah. Since he didn't do a proper Kabbalah, it's also in such a case it's possible. So Ish Od Malomar and the Mir Tzeshem, we will hopefully revisit this topic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.